Welcome to the Bathtub Diaries. I'm back. I've had a week off, if anyone even noticed. I'll tell you who did notice: everyone I work with, because I have been away for 10 days. So that's one entire weekend that I was out of the business. And during those 10 days, I forward planned for about 2 months now what was going to happen while I was away for 10 days and how I would actually get some time off. Because to be really honest, just in the run-up to going away, for the last 5 years, I felt really, really burnt out. And you know when you're operating and you're not really doing what you need to do in the most efficient way, you're just tired. So you're making messy mistakes and you're just like a bit of a headless chicken. I felt really burnt out, and I was like, I just want to have 10 days where I have to do like the absolute bare minimum for work. And it's funny because, like, really and truly, anyone that owns a business knows you never, well, I don't know. I think there are men in my job, who do get time off. Definitely, actually. But okay. Female business owners, especially small business owners, like, this is a small to medium sized business, really, for all intents and purposes, even though it is, you know, it is a big business, but it's a small to medium sized business. You never get time off. There's no such thing. Maternity leave, it doesn't exist. I've said that before, you know, and as much as you have the best intentions, it's just not a thing. So I had planned everything. And then as I was kind of arriving in the country that we were going to, I realized that I'd got all of the details I'd written down for the banking jumbled up. I'd called weeks in advance. I'd called the bank, set up for our accountant to have access to the banking. They'd messed that up at their end. I've e-signed and wet signed so many different documents, spoken to so many different people. They've called me and actually said that my signature was wrong. And it wasn't. I said, well, it was an e-signature, so I don't know what you mean, because it was like a click-to-sign situation. They're very good at making sure you can't access your own money. That's what I would say. That's what I've noticed. They make it so difficult. They're happy to take it and have it sat there, but they do not like to help you access it. Anyway, so basically, because I had got the memorable word and the password mixed up, we managed to block ourselves out of the main bank account where I had transferred everything over. So I was like, this is just one bank account for you to use and it's going to be really straightforward. And so that was the start of the holiday. Let me just roll back. Okay, so I've just been to Disney World in Florida, which I know is, it's crazy that I've just been in the US. I got back on Friday morning, so it's insane what's happened since I got back. But we went to America, and in the run-up to going to America, my dad was so anxious about going because he is in his 70s and he's got a very big Twitter following. And he's got, you know, 10,000 plus followers on Twitter, and so does my mum, to be fair. But he's very anti-Donald Trump, and so we had a lot of conversations going around the family in terms of... He was saying, you know, they're arresting people and putting them in detention centres, and, you know, I'll go, but it would really upset the grandchildren if I ended up in a detention centre. And we were just thinking, this is crazy. So my brother-in-law lives in New York with his wife and two daughters and my sister-in-law. And he said, nah, that's just, tourists are fine, you'll be left alone. Anyway, so he convinced my dad to go. And like I said, everything has been super organized because I think everybody was a bit on tenterhooks about the whole thing. So we got there and we got to the airport, we checked in. And as we were checking in, the lady at the desk basically said to Ben, you don't have a visa to go in Esther. You don't have an Esther. They revoked it. So we got the paperwork out and said, no, look, I've got the authorization here. And she said, no, what's happened is they keep doing this thing where they revoke people's Esters. They don't give you any notice. You'll find out at the airport if you don't keep checking it. So you won't be able to go on the flight. And she said, there's no way you are going to get on that flight because it's the middle of the night in America. So just think about that. The time it's going to take to get it authorized, you're not going to be able to go on that flight. So start looking at other flights. And she turned to me and said, so are you going to go on the flight with the children or are you going to stay with him? She said, I'd advise that you go on the flight because you don't want to have to repay for all of the flights again, because these flights won't be covered and we can't transfer them. So, well, I just thought, okay, well, of course I'm going to get on the flight. He can fly over. I don't know why his visa has been revoked, which was a bit of a worry. A lot of a worry. And I was thinking, he was supposed to go and work in the US with his job straight after our holiday. It was like all part of one big plan. And maybe a week prior to us going away, he was told that he didn't need to go to the US anymore, and barely any of his team did either. So everything just changed. And I wondered whether they'd tried to put a work visa in for him and then cancelled it last minute. So he was calling work. He was like, do I have a work visa in place? Is that why this has been revoked? Is it? And no one had any answers. Anyway, so he had to say goodbye to us, basically. And we went in and said, bye, right, we'll see you in the US when you can get there. And my five-year-old hen was just absolutely hysterical. So I'm carrying this crying, sobbing five-year-old who's a big child as well. He's not like a small child. The three-year-old's oblivious. I've got my parents, my brother, my sister-in-law, my niece, all with us. And we go through and I'm literally in my head, I'm in survival mode now. I'm thinking, how am I going to manage this 8-hour flight with these two? Because the three-year-old especially has just gone completely feral. Anyway, at 10:02, Ben's new ESTA application came through. Check-in closed at 10. And we were so lucky that this amazing man at check-in pushed it through, kept refreshing the system at his end so they could see it at his end because it didn't show on their system straight away, and walked him through to the gate. So he got to go on the flight with us. Honestly, I still could cry even talking about it because it was a bit, I was scared actually. I was really scared about like how it was all going to pan out with tired children and just, yeah. And I know, God, hats off to single mums. You are the most amazing human beings on the planet. I am so reliant on the village around me, especially like my parents. And but Ben obviously is, you know, my rock. So I don't know what I would have done if he hadn't been coming with us. He's got the energy that I don't have. So he came through, and as he was coming through, there was a tannoy over the entire airport. We're in this food court in Terminal 2, I think. So there's hundreds of people there. Will the Jadav party come to gate X, Y, and Z now, immediately? This is urgent. I could have vomited. I literally grabbed Bo, put him in the pram, because I was bringing a pram because we're going to Disney. So I thought I'm going to push them around the parks or whatever, because there's no way they're going to walk it. And I sprinted. I pushed people out of the way, basically. I was ducking and diving around people. I got to the gate. I just thought, I can't deal with any more issues. So I got to the gate, and the person at the gate basically waved this passport in my face and was like, Helen, you left your passport at security. And I said, I am not Helen. So for once, it's not me, but it was my sister-in-law's passport. So that was lucky as well. We got her passport back. And yes, my brother had left it at security. It's always a man. When it comes down to it, it's always a man that's the problem in the end. Because we're clearly like, it wouldn't be me or her. So that was fine. We all got on the plane and we got to the US and we had an amazing time. And then when we got there, obviously I realized about the banking. So I just thought, God, I'd never, despite all of my best intentions, I never really get to go away. And my plans for the social media, somebody else was going to do it, a couple of people were going to do it, it kind of just all went to pot. So I just started trying to scramble stuff together, and people at work were trying to help, and I was posting from the US using a VPN, and it just wasn't working. And in the end, I thought, you know what, there's nothing I can do, and I just don't want to lose this time that I've got with my kids and my family where we're all together, because it's so precious and it's actually so rare to have that time. So I just got on with it, and it didn't affect me as much as it would have done if I was in the UK and something catastrophic had happened, if that makes sense. I think sometimes you need distance to reset yourself. And honestly, going to Disneyland in June with two small children, it's like training camp. Honestly, we did 20,000 steps minimum a day. And bearing in mind, my husband is an ex-footballer, very, very fit and healthy. He goes running. You know, he trains with... he trains every day pretty much, even though he says he doesn't train. Like, he is training with the players because he has to take part in training. And I don't do anything. I do not exercise. But he said, he has this thing where he says it's like the Carina walk, where you walk so fast that I literally can't keep up. I can't walk as fast as you. I can't cope. It like sends me under a bit. I find it really difficult. I was walking that walk through Disney. I was sweating. I was so, but I didn't care. I took loads of different clothes. Load, and I did washing while I was there as well, which I loved. There was a big laundry room where I could go and like do washing, and it was really quick and easy. And I took loads of changes of clothes because I said to him, I knew it was going to be hot, and I knew we were going to change outfits probably three times a day, and we did, because we'd go and we would like, you know, do our mini marathon, sweat, go on a few rides, get back, you know, just the walk from the bus to the park. And getting in the park and getting through security is so intense. You are soaking by the end of it. It's like, but it was a great feeling. I actually feel really good. I feel really healthy after going on that holiday, apart from the bug that we picked up while we were there. So yeah, and obviously with any holiday, there's always a doctor's visit. Since I've had Henry, we have never had a holiday where there is not a doctor's visit or a hospital visit. And so this holiday, it was Beau. Poor Beau picked up a really nasty infection. And he gets, both of my kids get recurrent ear infections, but like from when they were tiny babies and they had reflux, it's all linked back to that. They've had loads of problems with their ears, so they always get ear infections. And I didn't want to fly back on a plane with him with an ear infection, because it can be so painful for children. If you ever hear a child screaming on a plane, that's what it will be. It's usually the pressure in their head due to like their ears. So we saw a doctor, which was so expensive in America. And, you know, it's like another one of those moments where you think, God, I'm so grateful for the NHS in the UK. So that was that. We had an amazing time. And it was a bit of a leveler in terms of work. And it just made me realise that I can't. It's good for me to try and let go of control a bit and take a bit of distance and look at the bigger picture of what I want to happen and what's next. So that was all cool. And weirdly, while I was away, I was getting messages about things that I've been chasing for ages, and things were coming up. Really exciting opportunities and projects were coming up, and I had phone calls. And but I like, that's the type of work I'm so happy to do while I'm away. It's a pleasure. I was in this beautiful setting, having these amazing phone calls, and thinking, this is really exciting. So maybe it was good to have that change of scenery. Anyway, we're back home and back to reality. But we've got one more week of holiday now, because Ben goes back to work on the 1st of July. So we shall see what happens next. But I think one thing that we have all realised is that I'm always right. I'm always right. There were so many things that I had planned for the holiday, and people were questioning me. And then it made sense in the end, like ponchos, taking more than one raincoat per person, taking lots of different outfit changes, loads of clothes. Ben was, why do we need five suitcases? Trust me, we need five suitcases. Trust me, this is what we need. So I'm just going to have 1 week, and I'm going to try and not work while we're away, but I'm going to be doing bits that kind of are more creative. And then I'm really excited to come back and hit the ground running in July and see what's next for us all. There's lots of exciting things planned in the restaurant. And I really feel that in the next few weeks, I need to bring a couple of people on here with me who also work here, because I've seen some hilarious things going on and we need to share them with you. So that's something that I'm going to look at and pull together. So yeah, that's it. It's been a lot. There's been a lot going on. I'll probably remember more when I come off this. But the restaurant didn't burn down while I was away. And although I did walk into the house to a pile of very unpleasant post, insurance claims and all sorts of things like that. But yeah, and I'm not going to let it get to me. I'm just not. So that's my resolution. That's my mid-year summer solstice resolution. Not to sweat the small stuff or the huge stuff, because because so I spoke to somebody on Saturday and she said, you're always in control of what's going to happen. Just remember that. She was an HR expert. And she said, you're always in control. It's okay. There's always a way. So I think when you are constantly in the same environment and you end up in a bit of a fear cycle, you forget and you just kind of box yourself in a bit. But when you have that distance and that time, it's a lot easier. So yeah, thank you for joining me. I will update you in a week from now. I will be back and I'll update you on what's going on and what's next. Take care.